I was just there in January. June is his birthday. January is when he passed away. January was the big celebration for the 100th year, because June is just climate-wise, it's terrible to get together with so many people. January, it's drier, it's cooler, and there's more water. So it's just practical to do it in January. And they've been doing a January session every year. And so I took a contingent of our community to Thailand this year to be there and witness that. And again, a sense of Ajahn Chah's teaching and example is still reaching people. And the they do Dhamma practice, Dhamma meditation, chanting Dhamma teachings through the day for about 7 days, up to the day. And people come from all over. There was just living in the monastery. I think it was 3,000 monks, 2,000-3,000 monks just in the monastery. About 6,000-7,000 lay people living in the monastery, you know, just underneath, and nobody got out their own room. you're camped out under the trees, you know, kind of tent by tent, but they've. And people, you know, it was thousands of people chanting together. The feeling of it was amazing. And then the day of the circumambulation, there was something like 15,000 people just doing the circumambulation. So it's quite moving to be amongst that. And then people listening to the teachings and sitting in the hall. And of course, in Thailand, they're up to speed with the technology, so that there's actually nowadays, because there's so many people, they've got flat screens all through the forest, and you know, watching the joining the chanting and the teachings, and then out to the shrine, Ajahn, there's a shrine for Ajahn Chah on the edge of the monastery, and that was people meditating and listening to teachings up there. So it's the sense of the legacy being continued, and people giving themselves, and the effect arising from one person who really determined to put their heart into the practice. So it's something that very worthy of reflection, and that and you know, we're we're all capable of putting effort into the practice ourselves. It's not beyond anybody's reach. It's so easy to sort of think, oh, I can't do it, or come up with a list of why I can't do it, and what I need to do before I can do it. So I just, that was something that Ajahn Chah said, you can do this, everybody can do this. So he inspired people.